This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Contributor Alan Minskoff is with me, and we're having a good time, Alan. What do you have for us today?
Well, today is an animal book. This is T.C. Boyle, the one and only, who, of course, has legions of fans.
And legions of books.
And shelves of books, many of which I have enjoyed tremendously. But this is quite a different one. This is kind of like he pursued an idea, and the idea was a scientist could teach a chimp to talk. And then the sub-idea, the one that gets the plot going, is there's a kind of a threesome, the scientist, an acolyte, and the chimp. And the chimp and his assistant really have a powerful bonding, and it goes from there.
Yeah, I don't do books like this. I cannot do animal books. It always ends up badly for the animals. I went to Columbia University, which did the Project NIM, which, as far as I'm concerned, really was animal abuse. That poor chimp ended up in a cage after they were done with it. Oh, the whole thing is terrible. Anyway, go ahead.
But I do think that's more than fair, because there are a lot of people who feel the way you do, and this is a conceit. I mean, this is simply a conceit. Yeah. He teaches the chimp sign language, and then they're on to tell the truth. This is set, you know, in the past. And she sees him, and the unusual love triangle ensues. But I think you're absolutely right. It never can really come out well for the chimp.
No, it never does. So, I mean, if people are fine with that, then, I mean, T.C. Boyle is a brilliant writer.
And let me just add, he's witty, too. I mean, T.C. Boyle, would be the greatest writer to go to a party with, because he's invariably witty and clever, and he is in this as well. Although, let me be completely candid. I have read several of his novels, and this would not be among my favorites.
Okay. And who's the narrator?
It's Stacey Glembowski, who I'd never heard before, and she does a nice job.
Okay. She does a lot of fantasy and sci-fi.
So this is right up her alley.
So how do they deal with, in the book, with the signing chimp?
So here's what they do. And this, I think, will be both, you know, enjoyed and criticized. They go inside the head of the assistant, the young woman, inside the head of the scientist, inside the head of the chimp. And then there's even a little sort of aside where it's inside the head of someone else.
Okay. Well, why don't we hear a little bit and hear how Stacey does? This is Talk to Me by T.C. Boyle, read by Stacey Glembowski.
Guy Schermerhorn wasn't the pedestrian husband of a hypersexualized actress, or a race car driver recognizable only with his crash helmet on, or the discoverer of a new element for the periodic table, but a researcher who, he claimed, was teaching apes to talk. She'd heard about that. They were doing it here, too, at UCSM, weren't they? And, come to think of it, the young guy, the one in the middle, looked familiar, as if she'd seen him on campus. But whether she had or not, she was sure he was the one telling the truth.
Am I crazy, or is this woman watching to tell the truth? Oh my God, blast from my past.
She is, exactly. She's watching to tell the truth. It really is. So it's a clever setup. I mean, Boyle, and for those who love him, they'll enjoy this, because he is very clever. He pulls you into that era. And it's, you know, it's half of a romp, but it's also, you know, what happens to animals.
Yeah. Okay. That is Talk to Me by T.C. Boyle, read by Stacey Glembowski. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you tomorrow, Alan.
And I look forward to it.
Behind the Mic is supported by Blackstone Publishing. They're the publishers of No Gods, No Monsters. Monsters are real, and they want everyone to know it, in Cadwell Turnbull's acclaimed fantasy novel narrated by golden-voiced Dion Graham, and it comes from Blackstone Publishing. And make sure you follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts, and then leave us a rating on Apple because it helps people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.